Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, evening, everyone. This is Charles Thomas with Impact Now Radio. I'm sorry for the lateness of this. I had to pick up my wife from work and just such a clashing of different things. But needless to say, we're going to go ahead and go right into just an overview in this, and I would do another day after episode to offset the lateness of this show. So basically, we just been talking about just Jesus, and when you look at that and look at it from an aspect of, you know, from a Christian standpoint, it's like, you know, yeah, I understand, you know, I mean, hey, you know, we all, you know, just serve Jesus and all that, but you have to begin to look at and really begin to ask yourself, does a lot of the things that I believe is what I really believe in, some of the things that I embrace as a believer in Jesus Christ, is it rooted in the Word? And if you really can't answer that question, if you really can't say, okay, but I could find it here in the Scriptures, then maybe you need to think back or really take a stronger look at, okay, you know, what is it that I really believe in? What is it that I really, you know, understand about Jesus Christ and what he taught, what he said concerning me following him, concerning me, you know, becoming more just like him, and what his word says of the do's and don'ts, you know. And the thing is this, people, even in freedom, there's a responsibility. You know, there's never a moment where you're free from decision making. You're free from responsibility. You know, even in being free or not listening to anyone, there's still a responsibility. For instance, just you by yourself. In the midst, you know, your airplane crashed. You was on an airplane flight. The plane crashes because one of the engines, where the case went out, it hits the water. You wake up on this stranded out. You know, or whatever the case might be, weird. So now the thing becomes, as you get hold of the fact that, okay, that this might become my new reality, because even if somehow managing to not part ways or with, you know, your cell phone, after, you know, the impact and everything of that sort and floating in the water, is your phone either be damaged by the water, or, you know, so your means of contact and communicating and reaching out to others or and out, whether to let them know that, hey, I don't know where I'm at. The last I remember, the plane was going through all these things. I'm here on this island. I have no idea where I'm at. So at one point, you have to come to grips that this might become your new reality. Even in the process of, you know, saying, okay, well, I just got to make the best of the situation to begin each day at the, you know, the crack of sunrise to begin to journey around this island to figure out, okay, you know, what what kind of wildlife is on it, if there's any form of animals on it, if basically as well searching, draining it, trying to figure out, okay, is there any fruit, any kind of vegetables, any kind of wild thing, all of these various things, you know, is there other water sources on this island, like within, even though the island is surrounded by the body of water, okay, is there like a stream that runs, that might run through it, is there some type of hot spring, or whatever the case might be. And so now, after a while, you might say, hey, this might be the break you always look for. You know, no job, no, you know, where it's okay, the weather stays pretty well. Yeah, it might rain hard here and there, but you found a place where the trees are so big and so leafy and so lush that even if, when it's raining, you know, that particular area under these trees are not, basically protects you or shelter you from the rain. But now let's say, okay, you still have to make your bowel movements. You still have to, you know, defecate and urinate and all this stuff. So now this is where responsibility come into play from one aspect. Now you could just go around all throughout the island, you know, and release yourself. But if you don't, you know, take the responsibility of digging a small hole or something like that, you know, to release yourself in or whatever the case might be, after a while, you're going to forget, hey, you know, okay, well, I need to be careful walking around this day because, you know, I release myself, you know, here, this and that. And if you don't do that, after a while, this island will end up becoming a filthy place, basically a hellhole, you know, it's a place that stinks, and you know, yeah, eventually it might drift away, but then you step in your own destiny. Why? Because you did not take responsibility of the fact that even though I am free, that I am still responsible for some things. And it's the same thing with our walk, you know, with Jesus Christ, that yes, that person, whether leadership amongst the body of Christ, they only play a part in your growth, in your understanding of the scriptures of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you have the greater responsibility to teach yourself, to understand, you know, the word of God. You hold the greater responsibility to study, to pray, you know, so and all these various things, and to begin to govern your own life and be in from the aspect of, okay, is this what I'm doing? Is this how I'm responding to this person, or this how I'm treating this person? Is this the way Jesus best sees fit for me to live? And so, and that's what, even when it comes down to sin, we have to begin to look at, okay, we know that all sin is not pleasurable in the eyes of God. And so we have to then take responsibility, go before the Lord and repent, take the responsibility, okay, Lord, show me why I'm doing this, God, show me why, beyond the fact that I am a sinner, show me why I might have a particular desire, craving for this particular thing, for this particular way that is contrary to your nature, to your character, to who you are, to what you stand for. Lord, show me how to do these things. And unto that person, the Lord will be merciful, because at least you're taking responsibility. You're not making excuses for the thing. So now, when we begin to look at those little things, this is where now we begin to look at, okay, just Jesus with no additives. This is where now we can start to look at, okay, the prosperity gospel. We begin to look at the once saved, always saved doctrine. You know, okay, we are they're taking out the fact that, you know, once a believer becomes born again, that he's always saved, he can't lose his salvation. What it goes into the response, like I said, with the person trapped or with yourself being trapped in on the aisle. You're there, you're walking around, going doing the things that you do every day when you was in everyday in a social environment, but yet you went to the bathroom. You made your bowel movement, you urinated, you whatever else you did, you know, all those things. But now you're standing on the island where there's no bathrooms. And basically you have to basically go like how they do in the wildlife, you know, you find your spot under the tree, dig your little ditch, you know, do what you got to do, cover it over. But if you didn't cover it over and you end up stepping in your own feces, is nobody you can get mad at but yourself. Why? Because you did not take responsibility to keep or to maintain the sanitariness, the cleanliness of the island and things like that. And it's the same way when it comes to doctrine, people. Because the thing is, people will not change when they feel like, okay, well, there's nothing I have to do. I'm already saved. I'm already born again. And once I can't lose it. So if I can't lose it, then why do I need to really strive hard to go contrary to my fleshly desires when I'm not really hurting nobody else? And that's what begins to come people's mindset. And this is where the one saved always say begins to almost, as we say, give you a license to sin, a license to do what you want to do, a license to fulfill whatever you need, even at the detriment of someone else, without responsibility. And people, you have to realize that being a free moral or having a free will does not mean you're free of responsibility. And when there's responsibility, there's accountability. And so therefore, even though you might live on an island by yourself, ultimately you got to give account to the maker of who you are. And this is where we have to begin to say, you know what? Yeah, you know, who don't want to be rich? Yeah, who don't want to, you know, have a nice, you know, couple life where, you know, everything is good and pristine and all that stuff. Who doesn't want that? But at the end of the day, you still have to give an account of what you do. So on that note, people, you know, I just want you to understand, as we deal with this topic, just Jesus and no additive, as we deal with this particular subject, it's not about picking on a particular doctrine. It's not about picking on a particular denomination or any individual preacher or minister or of any sort. But what this really is about is the fact that we have to really, really begin to examine and say, you know what, am I really doing something that is beneficial for my spiritual growth? Is this teaching, is this, you know, really helping me grow in God? Or is it just helping me become more lazy and therefore not want to be held accountable by no one for what we do? So with that, I want to just say thank you for all of those who listened in. And please listen. Look for the next episode. I'm probably due, set it for tonight so we can actually go back into the scriptures, into the word, and dealing with this or on tomorrow. And hey, just continue to strive to do your best, to be the best, and give God your best. So, with that, thank you. Talk to you again. This is Charles Thomas with Impact Now Radio. Have a good evening.